It's 8:45 and live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and you've already seen the lights on. There's been tree lighting ceremonies. The Yuletide season is upon us, and a 23-year tradition, Christmas at the Cathedral, will take place again this year. And almost the entire time, Dr. Greg Zilke has been the artistic director and the conductor of that. He's here with us today. You've been doing this since how long? 2002?
That's right.
Wow, incredible. Incredible. The Omaha Symphonic Chorus, let's first talk about what that is. I mean, what is that made up of, and what do you guys do?
The Omaha Symphonic Chorus has been in existence nearly 75 years, and it's a group of people that come together to sing. It is an audition chorus, and generally we have about 100 to 110 singers. It's really quite wonderful, and these people become not only singers together, but friends, and it's really a great organization.
That's fantastic. How many, approximately how many performances do you do a year?
Generally we have 4 concerts each season. A fall performance, which we actually gave in Lincoln with the college choir from Union College. And then, of course, the Christmas at the Cathedral early in December. And then we're doing a big gala performance, which is kind of a fundraiser using the music of Broadway musicals to tell the story of that's showbiz. That's going to be late in February. And then we'll have a spring concert as well featuring a beautiful piece of music by Dan Forrest called Requiem for the Living. We have credit. It's really a wonderful season.
Very very diverse,
yeah,
pieces of music as,
yeah,
well. This Christmas at the Cathedral, which starts on it's Friday, November 30th at 7:30, and then there's a matinee Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m., and that's at St. Cecilia Cathedral over there on 40th Street. There's also some special guests. Can you talk about some of the other folks who get to be a part of really what is this? Is an enormous event.
Yes, it's really a collaborative concert. Of course, we always enjoy and feature the Omaha Symphony, which is just the best group of folks and musicians. Just love having them join us for this concert. And then for several years, we've also had the Nebraska Wesleyan University Choir under the direction of Dr. Wyman. Having that group with us really has been a special collaboration. So we're grateful that they're with us again. New this year is the Lincoln Boys Choir. This group of boys, grades 3 through 6, just are joyful, and they sing so beautifully. So I know that our audience will love having them on the concert as well.
A little youthful exuberance,
yeah,
to the affair.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, what would it be without Bell Choir? We have the River City Ringers with us as well this year.
Oh, fantastic. In putting together something like this, because you're the artistic director and the conductor of this, these folks have to rehearse for a great deal of time on their own, and then during this week,
mm-hmm,
show week,
yep,
that's when you get to pull it all together. What's it like herding cats?
Well, they're well-trained cats, so yeah, it's much more joyful than in that analogy, for sure. So coming together, we've had 2 rehearsals already this week, and then we'll have a dress rehearsal on Thursday. And everybody else obviously comes so well prepared, and it's just a great experience making music with all these folks.
On a serious note, you know, everybody involved here has amazing talent in their own right.
Yeah.
What's it like for you as the conductor as you pull these pieces together, and conducting really is the art of the balance of making that sound come together so that it's greater than the sum of its parts. When do you feel that magic?
Well, in the Cathedral, it can be a little bit challenging sometimes because the reverb in there and the kind of that live acoustic really kind of makes that challenging sometimes to get everybody to hear one another. And that's the task, you know. You bring all these people together and with complex music, and then you help them to begin to understand what it is that their role, how to, and how it fits into the the big picture, you might say.
That's, are there any particular favorites that we can expect to hear at the concert this weekend?
Well, we have many carols that people, of course, enjoy in the Christmas season. And we're, again, reprising a special piece that we had premiered last year and commissioned for us by local composer Jackson Berkey. This is a beautiful piece of music, and we're so grateful that we can have this as our own, you might say. The whole concert is really centered around what we're calling the search, and that is, of course, the shepherd story in Scripture, and all the music fits into that story.
That's great. It is this weekend, November 30th and Sunday, December 2nd. You can get information at omahasymphoniccourse.org.
David Green.